She dropped over and she froze. And when she fell on a wristwatch, which stopped running. And there she was, below zero weather. About 7 hours later, a policeman saw this woman lying next to a car in the street, and he had enough presence of mind not to, well, he called the ambulance, but instead of taking her, because heart was not moving, no breath, no circulation, she was a cake of ice. But the police took her to a hospital, which was wonderful. Took her to a hospital. And the doctors then, it was 8 hours after the clock stopped. Then they thawed. If that means thawed their body out. Slowly applied heat to the body. And gradually, of course, all the ice, all the blood, everything froze. Gradually, she began to breathe. 8 hours. No breathing, no heartbeat. And the church keeps record of these. And now we teach the body can still be alive up to 8 hours after apparent death. Am I clear? And that is why other chaplains of the hospital would not do that. In other words, the person was, say, shot through the head or shot in the heart. And, of course, they were legally, as we say, legally dead. But I told the police, no matter how dead the person may seem to be, get me out of bed, and I want to give the last sacraments. Like I told you, first sacrament I would give always was anointing, remember? Secondly, baptism, and thirdly, absolution. And now back to confession. There must be some external manifestation. For valid, this is the church's teaching, for valid absolution, it is absolutely speaking sufficient to manifest sorrow if not able to confess their sins. And now, something about the ritual. Now, this depends on the country. But altogether, there are 3, 6, 7 steps that can be observed, I repeat, can be observed in going to confession. The first is the reception of the penitent. Now, I do this quietly and in Latin. And the English translation is, may the Lord be in your heart and on your lips, that you may properly confess your sins. Dominus sunt in corde tuo et in lingua tua. Ut viti confitiaris omnia peccata tua. May the Lord be in your heart and on your lips, that you may worthily confess your sins. Amen. And this, over the years, since 1973, I always say those words first. Then there may be reading from, say, the Gospels or from some part of Scripture, reading either by the penitent or and by the priest. You notice it is optional. The right side of the page, as you see, was not photographed. It is optional. Please.
Nobody does it.
Nobody does it? You mean nobody does it among the missionaries of charity, you mean? Please.
There are so many. There are so many.
Yes. You know, it depends on the priest. It depends on the priest. But I repeat, according to law, this is optional. And again, over the years, in the United States, it is not practiced, though a priest may do it. And here again, in teaching priests, I tell them, much depends on the penitent who comes to confession. In other words, a person who comes frequently to confession. Well, I would say, in general then, you would minimize these practices. However, and let me tell you, as I'm sure you know, there are persons who have not been to confession sometimes for years. And this is what I tell the priests. Say a person who has been received into the church and had been validly baptized before 20, 30 years ago. And now for the first time in their lives, they're going to confession. Well, I tell the priest, don't rush it, because this is much too important. So the penitent will be duly impressed, even edified with the ritual of the sacrament of confession. So there may be occasions when reading from the scripture is something which the penitent really needs. And I cannot tell you how important this is, especially for converts, adult converts, to the Catholic faith, who have never been to confession in their lives. You know, if the priest rushes them to the sacrament, I use the expression, it cheapens the sacrament in their eyes. However, the scripture reading is optional. Then the confession. Now here, sisters, before we finish our classes, and specifically on confession, maybe tomorrow, we may go over, well, they call it a detailed examination of conscience. And I say this because the more often, say, we religious go to confession, it can become a routine. We know in general what sins we've committed. We confess those, and you might say, is over with.